Well, we're standing outside the main old building, the old part of the hotel now, and obviously it's in the standard Scottish baronial style that those of us down south of the border know and expect to see up here. A sort of mini version, if you like, of Balmoral or something like that, but built in beautiful granite and red sandstone. The two stones really complement each other. Tell me a bit about the history of the house.
Well, the house itself was built for the local clan, the Stewarts of Appin, in 1884. They built it and then unfortunately ran into a few financial difficulties, and their lawyer picked up the property, and it then went to a family called Clark Hutchinson, who were based in Edinburgh, and they had it from about 1890 right through until 1936. And really, that was the heyday of Eriska. Between the wars and then, of course, the Second World War came around, young men from the area left the area, and that's when the house really started to dwindle. The biggest thing was in the 1920s they had over 100 staff working here, and we'll probably never have that again, of which they had 50 staff working on the steam yacht, the Ariana, which was moored off the pier.
And purely for private use?
Purely for private use.
50 people on the private yacht?
Yes. Oh. How times have changed now.
Oh, gosh. And so tell me, what's here now then? Because you've reduced the number of rooms in this older part and moved them over to the spa. But tell me, what's in the old house here then?
In the old house, all the public rooms went back to their former glory, basically. We have several lounges, we have a wonderful dining room, and a conservatory restaurant with views out over the lawn. The restaurant, the whole restaurant, is air-conditioned, so it keeps it nice and cool in summer. Upstairs, we have 16 bedrooms. They all vary in shapes and sizes, as you'd expect from any old house, but all have wonderful views looking out over the lawns. Some have got extra beds in them for children. Some are interconnecting. Some have got ground floor disabled access. So there is a great complement here.
And then walking around downstairs, it's long case clocks, there's a baby grand piano, a big log fire that was sort of hissing and spitting and sounding very, very welcoming. I mean, the whole feel is very comfortable.
The great thing about Eriska is that we are open to residents of the hotel only, and therefore it is very private for people when they come and stay here. The average stay of our guests is over 3 days, and that's because a lot of people come and spend time over here in the pool and the spa and in our leisure facilities, relaxing and enjoying the ambience around here.
And then the newer rooms are at this side of the property as well. We went and had a look in a very attractive, very large room over there called Chive.
Yeah. I think when we started Eriska, we had just the main house. Our first adventure into the outside was when we converted one of the local cottages into a two-bedroom suite, and we found that that went well and it broke the ice with people moving out of the main house. We now have 9 rooms out with the main house and only 16 rooms in the main house. They have all the same facilities of the main house, 24-hour room service and the likes of that, but they also have the addition of a lot more privacy and seclusion. They have their own hot tubs outside in the garden, some private gardens as well. The one thing we can offer people is space and privacy.
And because those rooms have got a good 6-foot wall around them, if you want to wander around sunbathing without an awful lot of clothing on, you're probably perfectly safe.
Well, clearly we're in Scotland, so sunbathing's an important factor to take into account.
Well, I suppose maybe on a breezier day, the high garden walls will protect you from a little gentle breeze. But those rooms, and certainly with big bathrooms and the built-in solid gas effect fire, you've got all those nice touches.
Well, there's an idea. They are 100 square meters in size internally and another 100 square meters outside, so they're the same size as a good one-bedroom flat or two-bedroom flat in town.